And when we last spoke with Jeff Slojczyk of the Carpenters and Joiners Union, it was about apprentices and small houses. The program to get apprentice carpenters their Red Seal tickets joined with the Carcass Tagish First Nation to build tiny houses. Well, the program is done, and Jeff Slojczyk joins me in the studio along with Richard Dickinson. Hello.
How you doing, Leonard?
I'm good. So, for those who didn't hear the original conversation, explain this partnership.
We'll go right ahead there, Richard, and take us through it. Richard's our lead instructor. He's coming from an organization called Integrated Carpentry Tutorials. And what we've done is given the opportunity for unticketed journey persons working in carpentry in the Yukon to finally go and get that elusive Red Seal ticket. And the course was an incredible success. We saw incredible growth and an incredible team. And part of that is, and it's all thanks to our incredible instructor here, and that's Richard Dickinson. Richard, take it away, brother.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It was certainly was a unique experience for me to come up here from Vancouver Island, and I welcomed the opportunity to run into 13 motivated guys who are committed to the course and to writing the exam. And straight off the bat, I'd like to give a little nod to the folks at Yukon Advanced Ed for bending over backwards to make sure that this course could come together and be as successful as it was. And I understand that it was the largest single write of a Red Seal exam in the Yukon, and at almost 93% pass rate, it was the largest successful course and test to be given.
So this was done in cooperation with Carcross Tagish First Nation. Did you say Advanced Education? Who else was involved with the partnership?
Well, a number of these carpenters are coming from small self-employed sort of operations. Let's see, Matthew Myers, Craig Hebblewhite runs a small little woodwork operation. And these are all incredibly skilled carpenters. But I just never had the opportunity, whether it's due to family commitments or whether just the lack of anybody giving them a proper apprenticeship. They never had the opportunity to actually write their Red Seal and go to school in the leveled way, levels 1 to 4 that you would normally do. So all these folks had just responded to our ad and responded to our initial interview here a few weeks ago. In fact, the waiting list ended up growing to about 30 people. We know that there's whole generations of Yukoners that just never had the opportunity to go to trade school. Mm-hmm. So, but they've been working in the trade, and that's the significant part. All of these folks have more than 10,000 hours in the trade. They just needed a little help with some math, and that's what Richard was able to tutor them through. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just the math. It's a comprehensive review of the principles of carpentry, but there was a bunch of math. There was new skills learned and the polishing off of old skills. But the unique situation in the Yukon is that carpenters who normally any other province in the country would have their trade certification or the trade qualification, and they would be able to supervise and sign off on apprentices. However, Yukon being a territory, it's slightly different, and they need their Red Seal in order to supervise and sign off on the hours of apprentices. So they're not in a position now until they get their Red Seal to become mentors to the community. And this is certainly true in particular of the First Nations guys that went through the course. They're, now that they've got their Red Seal, they're in a position to be mentors to the community and pass on that knowledge and that information and hopefully help younger generations grow up and make a very good living.
So 93% success rate sounds very good.
It's quite frankly, it's the best success rate I've had so far with a large group of people. And I'm typically in at about 75 or 80%. But the fellows up here, I have to say, these Yukoners, they were motivated, they were focused, they wanted to make this happen, and they did.
I think Richard's saying that Yukoners are the best, make the best carpenters. I think that's what he's saying.
So there's 13 in this group. You say you've got a waiting list. What does this bode well for future projects?
Absolutely. We're already working on the next one, probably for about a February start date. I'm going to be going up to Dawson City in the next month and having a bit of an open house and seeing, gauging if there's any interest there. So, you know, folks up in Dawson, please take a look for our posters and stuff and come and meet me and talk about how the union can help produce the best skilled, most productive and safest workers in the union, or in the Yukon, rather. Richard's excited to go wherever we send him. So he's going to be spending a lot of time in all the corners of the territory.
Dawson's a nice place.
I'm looking forward to seeing Dawson. And I've also made a commitment to other fellows that I've met that didn't get the opportunity to take this course to make sure that there's 30 guys on that list. I'll be back however many times it takes to get them through. And anybody out there who wants to any more information about the course can go to www.integratedcarpentrytutorials.com, and you'll find a comprehensive website there that will give you an overview of what to expect from the course. But I will caution, it's not a cakewalk. It's a lot of work. These boys that passed, they worked for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you reach certain levels like PhDs and all that, it is a lot of work. Now, You're talking about future, but do you have a schedule for, you said you're heading to Dawson, that sounds imminent, but are there registrations and stuff? You mentioned the website.
Yes, if they go onto the website, they'll find all the information that they need, and they can certainly, if they don't have access to the internet, they can contact Jeff Slojcak at the 2499 local.
Great. Wonderful. Is that it?
Well, I just wanted to say the commitment of these guys was incredible. Robert Dixon out from Burwash, you know, drove in every Friday night and Saturday. We work around people's working schedules is the point of this course. And these guys were in there Friday nights and Saturdays after working all week with the weather the way that it has been. And you know, they sweated it out and pretty proud of them.
Wonderful. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today and telling me about it. And we'll just remind people of the website. And have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks so much, Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard.